505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, which means tomorrow is Friday. And if you've been following along at home on your calendars, you'll notice it is the final Friday of the month. Oh, yes. We will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor tomorrow afternoon. You know the way we do that, do you not? 3:35 and 5:35. Why? Because I want everybody to hear it. I don't want anybody to miss it. Tomorrow we have truly one of Central Virginia's best. I don't ordinarily give the names ahead of time, and I'm not going to make an exception this time. Although he's kind of a buddy, and he's like my whole Birch Beer connection, but that has nothing to do with him winning the award. It really doesn't, although I am addicted to Birch Beer. When I had the opportunity to be addicted to Birch Beer, normally you can't find this stuff. So, but he really is just one of the good guys. And so tomorrow, yeah, just be patient. Oh, come on now. Simmer down there. Be patient. We'll chat and bestow the May Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. We actually, believe it or not, we are working ahead of time. We have our June Blue Friday honoree lined up. I've got the July Blue Friday honoree lined up. We are in a situation that is so different than, I was in because it was a solo act about 9 years ago when I started this whole thing. I couldn't get anybody to answer. Telling you, chiefs and sheriffs were like, yeah, what's this really all about? Yeah, what's the real angle? What are you going to do? And now, about 9 years in, I'm very, very happy to say, I get so many wonderful emails and so many suggestions and nominations that it's now a process to pare them down. It's great. Oh, it's a great situation to be in. All right, I got a couple of other little sound snippets here that I think you got to listen to because some of the stuff is just crazy. I mean, really, some of it is just nothing but bat crap crazy. Let me start. This will come as no shock. It comes from MSNBC, and MSNBC, oh, it's still around. Most people blissfully unaware of that, but no, it is still around, and I still watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No, really, it's okay. The only thing is, since it is MSNBC, let me suggest take a sip of your beverage now so that you do not spit it all over your desk or your windshield when you hear some of the bat crap craziness. Let us please proceed with bat crap craziness from MSNBC. Cut number one.
So keeping the Trump administration in the spotlight and making sure we keep pressing them to comply with the Supreme Court order and the other judicial orders, not just in Kilmer's case, but in others. That's what we need to focus on.
I'm curious, could you explain or maybe express how is this different? Because I've been thinking about this case in particular, but some of the others that are very similarly situated. How is this different from when Putin grabs a journalist or some, rogue group in the Middle East grabs an American and we're sitting here fighting to try to get them back? Our own government did this.
Mm-hmm.
Our own government snatched him up and put him in harm's way and now refuses to do what it must do and should do to get him back home. Is there any difference in your view as a member of Congress when, you know, you're sitting here and you're getting intel and information on individuals around the globe who've been taken by, taken hostage by groups and organizations and all this energy to try to get them back? I find we're doing the exact same thing here in the U.S. now.
Yeah, we
with our own government. We're petitioning our government to stop seizing people and grabbing them off the streets and putting them in foreign prisons.
Yeah.
This is the part that's killing me.
And don't.
So, just so I'm clear. The one guy is a congressman who says he represents the gangbanger who's now back in his native El Salvador. I was like, well, Is he one of your voters? Because if he's one of your voters, we got another issue as well. But why are you not concerned with all of the other crime going on in your district? In fact, why are you not concerned with any of the crime going on in your congressional district? Why are you obsessed now with a confirmed gang member who was already ordered deported? Why? This is what I don't understand. This is not a nice guy. This is a criminal. This is someone who has committed multiple crimes and, again, is not only in the country illegally, but was already under a final order of deportation. In other words, he's been through the process.
You need to give him it's got to be, a process.
He's been through the process. He's been through every part of the process. And at every part of the process, it was clear. He's in the country illegally. He's continuing his criminal activities. He fled El Salvador because of gang violence. Right, because his gang was at war with another gang. Once again, he wasn't somebody in the suburbs mowing his lawn, tending to his kids, petting the puppy when a gangbanger came by and shot at him. He was himself an active gang member in a gang at war with another gang. Not a good guy. Not a good guy. Human trafficking, spousal abuse, domestic violence, gun running. Drugs. Again, you can be upset with President Trump. We get it. You hate President Trump. Good Lord, we've all noted that. I wrote it down so I didn't forget it. But why on God's green earth are you hanging your hat on this guy? Makes no sense to me. Oh, speaking of no sense, you remember Brian Stelter, Mr. Potato Head from CNN? And then he got too crazy even for CNN. That's saying something. And they just fried him. And he was gone. But now he's back, sort of, kind of. And he's like the chief analyst for Potato Head News or something. But I did want you to hear, you know what, Germ, just in the interest of safety, because CNN has pretty much gone the way of MSNBC. So I would say take a sip of your beverage before you listen to CNN. This is Brian Stelter, cut number two.
Also new this morning, NPR is now suing the Trump administration over the president's executive order to cut its federal funding. Several member stations joined the lawsuit, alleging Trump's actions are a clear violation of the First Amendment. The White House has targeted both NPR and its television counterpart, PBS, claiming they are biased. I want to go to our chief media analyst, Brian Stelter, right now. First of all, Brian, tell us more about this lawsuit.
Yeah, Trump has tried several different maneuvers to take the public out of public broadcasting. Most recently, he signed an executive order demanding that NPR and PBS lose all the federal funding. But here's the thing, that federal funding was included in a law that was passed by Congress and signed into law by Trump earlier this year. And yet Trump on May 1st signed this executive order. There's the title, Ending Taxpayer Subsidization of Biased Media. That is what he is trying to have happen, but NPR is suing to try to stop him. Here's part of the lawsuit's statement from earlier today. NPR says in the suit, quote, the executive order violated the expressed will of Congress and the First Amendment's bedrock guarantees of freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and freedom of association, and also threatens the existence of a public radio system that millions of Americans across the country rely upon. Now, Trump accused the networks of liberal bias. NPR denies that charge, but that charge is at the heart of this lawsuit. Basically, the White House reiterated that charge again this morning, but that is what Theodore Boutros, one of the lawyers hired by NPR to fight this attack, that's what they say is viewpoint discrimination. Boutros told me just a few minutes ago that viewpoint discrimination is so clear in this case because the White House is accusing NPR of bias, even though NPR denies that charge. So that's at the heart of this case. It's a First Amendment case, and it may not be the only one, Wolf. PBS has also been considering legal action, and it may follow up in the days to come.
Nothing could be further from the truth. It is not a First Amendment case. It is a financing case. The President of the United States says, I don't want this in my budget. I'm going to present a budget to Congress that does not include funding for these folks. Congress then has to say, okay, we agree, we disagree. Remember, ultimately, it is Congress that funds stuff. President sends a budget over, and then Congress does whatever they do. If Congress says, nope, we're going to continue funding NPR or PBS, then that happens. If they say, no, the president's right, we're not going to fund them, then that's what happens. And I got news for you. That's all that this is. Nothing more, nothing less. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We've got some nice developments in the area of the Special Olympics. You know, we're getting ready for the big Special Olympics Summer Games. Always happens over there at the University of Richmond. Did you know Jeremy, who I swear to you is a real boy, not only is he a real boy like Pinocchio, he's a highly educated real boy from the University of Richmond. And Jerm, I know it pains you to say this, but I will never, ever, ever say go spiders. I hate spiders. If you have more than four legs, there's something wrong with you. That's one of those issues, again, when I finally get to sit down and have a conversation with God, that is one of those things I am going to be asking about. Why? Why? Hate all those legs. Anyway, all of that being said, I can tell you this. Jerm is a granulate of the University of Richmond. And the University of Richmond every year steps up to the plate, helps out Special Olympics. Ooh, no, Jeremy, no. Excuse me, I think I got one of those legs stuck in my throat. No, they do. They step up every year. And if you've never been to the Summer Games, you really need to do it. You really need to, because we need volunteer cheerers. Seriously. One of the best things you're ever going to do is to attend the Special Olympics Summer Games over there at, what's the name of the stadium at University of Richmond? What is it, like Tarantula Field or some such nonsense? But it's a good field, and you go over there, and you just sit in the stands, and you cheer. And you cheer for some of the most determined, talented, amazing athletes you're ever going to see. That's who's part of the Special Olympics. You know who's part of the Special Olympics? Now that I think about it, my dear friend Emily Morrissey is a Special Olympian. That's right. Gold medalist. Bocce ball is Emily's specialty. She does a great job. So I love Special Olympics. And, of course, Carl Leonard and I have now teamed up the last few years to come up with some crazy, potentially injurious and painful activity to raise money for Special Olympics. If I can find an alligator, I'm telling you, I'm going to wrestle him right back to the ground. 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, which means tomorrow is Friday. And it is also the final Friday of the month. I should point that out. You know what that means? We will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer tomorrow. We got a good one tomorrow. I mean, not that we've ever had someone who wasn't good, but this is really, really a good, good guy. All right, so I've eliminated half the population. You know it's a guy. Not always a guy, but tomorrow's a guy. And I want to make sure you tune in tomorrow to learn who it was that was the recipient of our May Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. It's really amazing guy. I have had the fortune over the years of attending any number of Special Olympics events. Julia, for a period of time, was active in some Special Olympics activity. My dear friend Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com down there in Midlothian. She's a Special Olympian. Her dad and her brother volunteer to help coach the Special Olympics bocce ball team. And of course, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard and I collectively have lost our minds over the last couple of years. We've done one or two crazy things to raise money for Special Olympics. Got the Special Olympics of Virginia logo tattooed on ourselves. Last time we walked across 24 feet of flaming, burning hot coals. It was, 1,200 degrees. And I don't know what we're going to do next time. I still think alligator wrestling is the way to go. Carl is, I don't know what his deal is. He's like a crocodile guy or something, but we'll see. In the meantime, we've got the Summer Games coming to Richmond, and we've got David Thomason, who is the president and the CEO of Special Olympics Virginia, who is joining us. David, thank you for being here, sir.
Jeff, it's always my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. It's always, it's great to welcome you. It's great to think that we are just, a week or so away from the Summer Games here in Richmond.
Yes, as I heard you say, it was Friday Eve. You know, on Friday Eve of June 6th, we will be getting ready for our Summer Games. It starts on June 6th, all-day Friday competition, Friday evening at 7. We'll have this incredible opening ceremony. Everything's open to the public and free. We'll have entertainment. We have eight American Idol contestants who are going to perform at our opening ceremony, eight of them, because
wow.
There's a local, yeah, exactly. There's a local contestant, Nina Daig, and she wrote a song for her brother who has disabilities, and so somebody on our team reached out, and she said, I'd love to do it, and by the way, some friends will be in town. Can they come? And we said, absolutely. So it'll just be exciting. I mean, yeah. And of course, you know, you talked about Carl Leonard, and I heard you talking about law enforcement. Such an important partnership for us. Our law enforcement community across the state is just so critical to helping us do what we do. And they will culminate their torch run at these opening ceremonies, bringing the torch after a 1,908-day run. They will bring this torch and light the cauldron as part of the ceremony. So it's not to be missed, and we hope everybody will come and be part of it.
People need to understand that you've got law enforcement officers, police officers, deputy sheriffs, state troopers, state, I mean, it's just every agency you can imagine across the Commonwealth.
Yes.
Everybody wants a piece of that torch run.
Well, 2,000 people are getting a piece of that torch run. 2,000 law enforcement, members of the law enforcement community are doing that. And at the ceremony will be 200 of them, but across the state. And we had a kickoff last week down Thursday down in Colonial Heights. And Carl was driving that for us. And, you know, to understand and see and be reminded of the commitment of those men and women with law enforcement, they see what they do for us and they say, what else can we do? How else can we help? What can we do to make things better for our 20,000 Special Olympics Virginia athletes across the state of Virginia? And it's just, you know, it's a remarkable partnership, and we're so, so, so grateful for it.
Tell us a little bit about some of the Special Olympians, because there are, well, just about, I would imagine, every single sport that's included in Special Olympics at this point.
Well, we have a large number of sports, just over 20 that we offer around the year. Mm-hmm. But these games, the Summer Games, will feature five of those sports. So we'll have 1,200 athletes from across Virginia competing in bowling, swimming, tennis, track and field, and softball. And the bowling will be over at Bolero West End. Swimming will be at Swim RVA. Tennis and track will be on the campus of University of Richmond. And then softball is out at Glen Allen Softball Complex. And, you know, it's just really great. These I tell you, these 1,200 athletes have been putting their hours in, they're going to bring their A game to everything they do. And it's not to be missed. And we encourage everybody, you know, people are like, well, you know, I'm not sure I can volunteer. I'm not sure what I can bring. You can bring something. Everybody can be part of this. Yep. One of the things, for example, we do something called Volunteer to Cheer.
Yep.
You can go online at SpecialOlympicsVA.org, and you can sign up to cheer athletes on from 10 to 2 or 10 to 12, because nobody wants to compete in an empty stadium, you know, or an empty tennis court. Everybody wants to be cheered on, and it's the best feeling ever for our athletes. But I promise you also for those people who are there to cheer us on. We challenge people. Come to one of our events and leave unchanged. I bet you can't do it, because you're gonna learn something about people of all abilities, and then you're going to learn something about yourself in the process as well.
David, that is so spot on. Let me remind everybody, David Thomason is joining us. He's the president, the CEO of Special Olympics Virginia. And you talk about who – get something out of it. The athletes obviously appreciate people cheering, but having been somebody sitting in those stands at Robins Stadium and looking at the crowd and talking with people, you know, I knew why I was there. I knew that my Julia had participated in Special Olympics and I wanted to do something to help Special Olympics. But I chatted with so many people, David, who said, yeah, I don't have any personal connection. You know, I don't have a family member or a friend who's part of this, but I just wanted to be here. Those people are champions themselves.
Absolutely. And again, they maybe didn't have a personal connection before they got there, but I promise you when they leave, they've met an athlete, they've met a family, they've met other volunteers, they've met you, who say that, you know what, as a community, we can support each other. And when we support those with intellectual disabilities and of all abilities, we're all better for it.
Yeah.
You know, part of the process, and you know this, part of the process is that once we get to know each other on that level, we're not afraid of the difference that maybe a disability brings. We're not afraid, you know, that fear is gone of difference, and we're able to connect in really meaningful ways. And, I mean, beyond everything else, it's a lot of fun. it's a great event. You know, just seeing our athletes compete, again, opening ceremonies is going to be great fun. We're going to end with fireworks. There's music. There's entertainment. The sports are fantastic. And one piece, and I know, Jeff, we've talked about this before, our athletes, Special Olympics athletes, are compromised in many ways, one of which is their access to health care.
Yes.
And so at the event on Saturday, we do something called Healthy Athletes. And we will have clinicians there who will check our athletes' hearing, check their vision, check their dental health, check their fitness, check their dermatology. And beyond checking and assessing, they will treat it on site. So our athletes walk in, they get their eyes examined, and they get a free pair of prescription glasses. Mm. They walk in, they get their teeth checked, and they get a free invasive care. They get, you know, cavities filled or teeth pulled. And nice. Beyond that, it helps us, you know, like, for example, dental health is the window to lots of other kinds of health. So it really has, I promise you, it's changed lives, but I also know that it has saved a few. We've seen that happen.
Yeah.
And really, one of the really great pieces of the Healthy Athletes is, our athletes absolutely benefit from it. But the clinicians who are there, yeah, part of why it's important and part of why our athletes are marginalized, they've not been trained to work with those with intellectual disabilities. Yeah. This gives them that opportunity, and then everybody in the formula comes out of it better. That's kind of how things work at Special Olympics.
David,
to do it, and everybody in the formula comes out better.
Absolutely. Boy, it is just a collection of winners. It's the closest that most of us will ever get to holding a gold medal. I've just been so amazed interacting with some of the athletes, and I become the fan because it's like, well, yeah, you did a great job. Can I see? Can I hold the medal? Because that's the closest I'm going to get. This is it. And
there's a lot of bling.
And there's ice cream. I'm hoping that there once again will be ice cream. There's always ice cream. Please tell me.
Absolutely. You know, okay, we have some great sponsors, and one of our sponsors brings ice cream. And it's part of something called an Olympic Village,
yep,
that we have on the campus of the University of Richmond. And all kinds of activities. This is an event for all ages, all abilities. Your kids will love it. You know, everybody who's there is going to love it. So, yeah, there's certainly some ice cream, and there'll be a petting zoo, and there'll be, you know, all kinds of activities in the Robins Center and outside of the Robins Center, right there by the stadium. There's just a whole long list of activities. And again, all of this information, including our schedule, what to expect, how to volunteer, what the needs are, how you can get involved in your ways, is at SpecialOlympicsVA.org. SpecialOlympicsVA.org is where you can find everything. It's the main banner you'll see when you log on, Summer Games, and it's just a click on Learn More, and you will learn a lot more.
All right.
We encourage everybody who's hearing this to come out and be part of it.
That's exactly what I was hoping you would tell everybody, that everybody has an invite, SpecialOlympicsVA.org, SpecialOlympicsVA.org. You can sign up to volunteer if you'd like to do that. You can volunteer, just sit in the stands and root for some great athletes. Five different locations, Robins Center, Bolero, and the West End. Where were the other ones?
Yeah, it'll be five different sports, but it'll be both track and tennis will be at the University of Richmond. Swimming will be at Swim RVA.
Okay.
Bowling will be at Bolero West End, and then softball is at Glen Allen Softball Complex.
Okay.
So, and just to remind everybody, it is Friday and Saturday, June 6th and 7th. The opening ceremony is 7 o'clock on Friday the 6th. So, it's 2 days of all kinds of opportunities for people to have everything. You know, everything is free. Come out and enjoy what's out there. It's a really great community event.
I love it. And you're doing great work. You continue to do great work. Roy Zeidman is he real? I don't think anybody's really actually going to let him retire, despite what it is that that he thinks he's going to do. But
there are a lot of people who don't want him to, I'll tell you that. But if you talk to him, he's already got travel plans in place. So I don't know. I'm hoping he's going to enjoy them. He's been with our movement for 37 and a half years and has done so much. You know, you mentioned the torch run. He's been such an integral part of that.
Yep.
You know, polar plunge and so many things that we do. He's helped to raise funds and raise awareness and build community. I mean, we are really happy for him. We certainly will miss him, but we're going to try to carry on the legacy that he's established with his work over those 37 and a half years.
He's an amazing man. He really is. Hey, David, I'm going to ask you a favor as I cut you loose, my friend. When you next visit with my friend Carl Leonard, whisper in his ear these two words, alligator wrestling. Alligator wrestling.
I heard you mention that earlier.
All right.
I might get hurt for doing that, but I'll give it a shot. I talked to Carl yesterday. So, hey, thank you so much, Jeff, for having us on, for helping us promote this. And again, June 6th and 7th, University of Richmond, SpecialOlympicsVA.org. Come out, everyone. Everybody can be part of what we're doing.
I love it. Thank you, David. That is David Thomason. He is the president, the CEO of Special Olympics Virginia. Yep, the 6th and 7th, your opportunity to just be part of something that is so wonderful and so rewarding. Special Olympics. VA.org. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Tomorrow is Friday, and tomorrow is the final Friday of the month. We will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor tomorrow at 3:35 and 5:35. Oh, tomorrow morning at 7:35. I will be visiting with Rich Herrera in Richmond's Morning News, so I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what it is that we'll be talking about, but it's okay. I mean, any way you slice it, I'm just going to be hanging out with Rich, and Rich will be hanging out. Well, no, he'll be doing more of the hanging. I'm just visiting. Yeah, I mean, he'll be hanging out tomorrow morning, the whole thing, you know, from 6 in the morning till 10 in the morning. I'm just popping by for a couple of minutes. But we'll chat about some stuff. I actually ran into Rich on Monday over at the Virginia War Memorial. You know, Rich is out and about trying to fully experience Central Virginia. And I know, because I see some of the, he's new. Yeah. I would much prefer somebody not lie about that, right? Yeah, I'm new to the area. I'm trying to see stuff. I'm trying to experience things. Good for him. I've given him some suggestions. I know some of you have given him some suggestions. I know some of you have given him some really colorful and I'm pretty sure anatomically impossible suggestions. But nonetheless, tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. Have the chance to listen to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera, and I'll be there at 7:35. But I did run into him on Monday at the Virginia War Memorial, and I think the Virginia War Memorial is such a unique place. In fact, I don't think it. I know it. I know other places that have some sort of a memorial. None of them are really able to compare themselves to the Virginia War Memorial. So if you are new to the area, like Rich, go to the Virginia War Memorial. If you've been around for a while, like me, go to the Virginia War Memorial. It's an experience. I want to close out by reminding you that over on my Facebook pages, Jeff Katz, Radio Katz, The Jeff Katz Show, it's on all of them. On Facebook, I have a link to the story and the GoFundMe for Chris Saunders. Chris Saunders is a master police officer with the Richmond Police Department who suffered a traumatic brain injury the beginning of this month. May the 11th. And he's got a long, tough road to go. His wife is just coming through breast cancer surgery. This is a bad situation. It is a tough situation. And his workers' comp claim thus far has been denied. Now, I actually reached out to some folks. Hopefully that'll be rectified. But I'm asking, if you can, step up and help him. Because Chris Saunders has been helping the people in the city of Richmond for years. He is a cop's cop. He is a good guy. And he deserves our support in any way that we can show it. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.